if I say the common man, is that good or bad?
Good.
That's good.
That would apply to everybody.
And so this, it would depend on the context whether it mm-hmm. were bad or good.
Mm-hmm.
You would need to know more. If I said common, you would need to hear more before you made a judgment, bad mm-hmm. or good. If one of your friends is going to town and you aren't quite ready but you want to go with her, you might say, I'll be ready in
a minute.
I would say
just a minute.
Someone, if you are asking someone for a distance, you might say, how is it to Jackson, or how is it
how far?
If you wanted to know the number of times a person went to town, you might say, how do you go to town? How often? Or I don't go to town very...
How often?
All right. If someone says to you, I'm not going to do that, you might reply, nor I. I'm not...
Either.
All right. Would you be more likely to say, I'm not either, neither am I, or nor I either?
I would not say nor I either.
That's kind of hard to get out, isn't it?
I put one or the other of the others.
All right. Now, I want to ask you about some parts of the body, and I'll point to something, and you just tell me what the name is. I want to get the way it's pronounced in the area. All right. This part of my head is my...
Forehead.
All right. This is my...
Ear.
No, my...
Hair.
All right. If I were a man, I might have a long...
Beard.
All right. This is my... This little thing, the whole thing is my
ear.
Which ear?
Yeah, that's your left ear.
All right, and this is my
right ear.
This whole thing is my
mouth.
Right. This is my
throat.
Is the throat the inside part now or the outside?
Neck.
All right. Now, is the throat the inside though,
mm-hmm.
or would you use throat to refer to outside?
You better say neck.
Oh, what's this little thing that bounces up and down when you swallow?
That's your goozle.
I thought you would say that. You were looking at me like you were going to say that. All right. This is my
tooth.
And they're all my
teeth.
And they're held in place by my
gums. Jawbone.
My gums will be fine. This part of my hand is
palm.
The... All right. This is my
fingers.
And my whole thing is my
hand.
Two.
Hands.
One.
Fist.
Two.
Fists.
All right. And where you bend is a...
Elbow.
All right. But it's a...
Joint.
All right. If you're a man, this part is your...
Chest.
These are my...
Shoulders.
Do you have any terms for someone who's left-handed? Any joking way they refer to...
Left paw.
A left paw. This whole thing is my...
Left leg.
Just a leg will be fine in this case. And the bottom part of it is my
foot.
I have 2 feet. This front part, this bone down the front of my leg below my knee is
shin.
My shin. All right. A man who is down, sitting down with his knees sticking up, but his rear isn't on the ground. He is on his, you say he's down on his... Haunches?
Haunch. I started to say haunches, but sound more like a dog.
Oh. You ever hear hunkers? Down is hunkers?
Mm-mm.
Or hunkered down?
Mm-mm.
All right. Now, is that, what are the haunches?
What are the haunches?
Mm-hmm. He's down on his haunches. What are the haunches?
Well, maybe his hip bones.
Fine. That make you think for a while, won't it?
Is that correct?
I'll tell you, when we all get through, we'll talk about it. All right, a man who is physically able to do things, you'll say he's very...
active.
Or very...
strong.
All right, if a man is heavy set, you might say he...